Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Plenty of rain out there this morning for commuters now, especially on the east side of the Metroplex. We've got Russell Scott on the roads this morning. Russell, are you staying dry?
Well, I'm trying to stay dry. I stopped at a convenience store just a moment ago, talked to a few people there who say, hey, some of them just pulled off the road and said, you know what, I'm just going to take a break. The good news is the heaviest rain in downtown Dallas has now subsided. We've still got thunder and we've still got lightning. Now you're just dealing with that regular old morning rush traffic. But again, the rain has subsided in downtown Dallas, at least for the moment. Live in downtown, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our team coverage of this messy commute continues with Austin York.
Guys, it is really coming down in Dallas right now. I could see downpours on 75, and it slowed traffic at least 10 to 15 miles an hour on 75. Now, on the side streets, that's where really the problem has become, because it's raining so hard that ponding has already started to happen. I've seen quite a few cars hit big pockets of water, not really expecting the kind of splash that they got. Along 75, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Thanks so much, Austin. Speaking of driving, for years, TxDOT's been thinking of ways to reconnect downtown Dallas and Deep Ellum, where the freeway I-345 has divided the two for more than 50 years.
Finished in 1973, building 345 has been a contentious decision ever since. Now, though, TxDOT wants to remedy that by sinking the freeway, much like was done to Central Expressway in the 90s, and creating bridges for the main streets like Live Oak and Elm. To that end, the department has been holding public meetings.
To hear from the public about what we presented and get some more feedback, and then finalize the plans for a really major project on the east side of downtown.
TxDOT's Travis Campbell goes on to say their current plan will cost about $1.5 billion. Another public meeting will be tomorrow night starting at 5 p.m. at St. Philip's School in Dallas. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
As early voting continues in North Texas for the May 3rd election, Dallas County already having to update the software on its voting machines to fix a problem that's impacted some ballots in Richardson.
Several of the races for at-large city council seats in Richardson are uncontested, and those races were not showing up on ballots for some Richardson voters in Dallas County. Election officials said it was a software issue, and they've been working on a fix. It's being rolled out today, starting with the early voting centers that are closest to the Richardson city limits. It should be at all vote centers in Dallas by tomorrow. Richardson residents in Dallas County who vote today can vote in the contested races, but won't be able to come back and vote again in the uncontested races. But since there's only one candidate in those places, the outcome won't be affected. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So People Magazine, I saw the cover of the new People Magazine earlier, and it declared the world's most beautiful woman, and it showed a picture of a woman, and I thought, man, that is a beautiful woman. Who is that? And I realized it was Demi Moore, and I thought, wait a minute, what? Demi Moore does not look like the Demi Moore that we knew in the, 1980s, 1990s. She looks very different now, but she is the world's most beautiful woman. And she says in the new People magazine that she finally feels comfortable in her own skin. I think it's because she's wearing the skin of like an 8-year-old girl. She doesn't look like she once looked.
Pretty amazing.
Unrecognizable from her early movie roles, to be sure. But congratulations to Demi Moore. We are the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, certainly a nice turn of events yesterday after that devastating sell-off. On Monday, we made all of it up, plus some, in trading yesterday as the Dow Industrials average soared over 1,000 points. And here's the good news. It's continuing. The Dow Industrials average, if it opened right now, would be up 705 points. The NASDAQ up 524. The S&P average up 126. Sometimes, you know, we've seen in politics a pivot. We don't often see a U-turn. And that's really what ignited the stock market. There was evidently an orchestrated effort to do some damage control. We started hearing from the Secretary of the Treasury early on yesterday that, yeah, this fight between the U.S. and China is unsustainable. You know, we ought to have some progress pretty soon. That sort of got our interest. Then it just picked up. The rhetoric continued in the news conference later on. Then we started hearing that India was mulling zero tariffs on some Harley Davidson bikes, and there was progress being made there. And then the real kicker came just after the market closed when the president said, "What? Fire Powell? Are you crazy?" Well, I mean, I'd like him to lower interest rates, but no. I'm not going to fire Jay Powell. Boy, that is a complete turnaround, and that is the thing that's really igniting this stock market today. Plus, a couple of earnings reports out. Boeing missed on earnings. Well, came out with earnings that were a negative, but not as bad as expected. That stock's up $9 a share. Tesla, well, Elon Musk is going back to work there. That stock's trading higher, so lifting those two sectors. Crude's down 78 cents. Gold's down a whopping $76.40, 33.43.10. 10-year rates are falling to 4.29%. Stocks look good. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New details on this story we've been following for you since it broke on Monday morning out of Louisville, where a Denton County commissioner was stabbed and her husband murdered, and their grandson is under arrest.
Commissioner Bobby Mitchell is expected to recover, but her husband died. Their grandson is a suspect who police say in an affidavit broke into the home and parked his vehicle in a state that makes them think that he was planning a quick getaway. Denton County Judge Andy Eid says now is the time for the community to come together.
To focus on your family, focus on your faith, look for positivity in all things.
Commissioner Mitchell underwent emergency surgery but is expected to recover. Police found a bloody serrated steak knife with a significantly bent blade. From the 24-hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.